From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Brell. Good morning. California may soon shed light on some of the secret negotiations surrounding prescription drug pricing. Reporter Sally Schilling explains state lawmakers are considering a bill targeting drug price negotiators.
Pharmacy benefit managers are middlemen hired by health insurance companies to negotiate lower drug prices with pharmaceutical companies. Currently, these PBMs don't have to disclose the amount of savings they get from drug companies. Democratic Assemblyman Jim Wood says some PBMs have abused this secrecy and pocketed rebate money that should have been passed on to consumers.
There have been stories, there have been suits that have alleged that the PBMs actually keep things that should be going back to the purchasers. So the hope is that the information, the transparency, will allow purchasers to actually know they're getting what they're paying for.
Wood wants to require rebate information to be made public, but some PBMs argue that's unnecessary. April Alexander is with the Pharmaceutical Care Management Association, which advocates for PBMs. She says insurance companies can ask PBMs to disclose this information, and some will.
They're fierce competitors. They want to do the best by their clients. There are larger PBMs and smaller PBMs. They offer different types of services depending on what the clients need.
Proponents of the bill say they have tried to negotiate transparency with the three major PBMs that dominate the market, but have been unsuccessful. At the Capitol, I'm Sally Schilling.
Thousands of deceased Californians likely still have active disabled placards. A new state audit cites that, among a host of other problems with oversight of these special parking permits. Lawmakers requested the audit last year to scrutinize how the Department of Motor Vehicles issues and manages the placards. The audit found a third of the 3 million placards could have been granted without enough detail about the physical conditions that require them. The DMV says it agrees with the findings and is taking steps to fix its oversight of the permits. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.